This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1424. And while the other letters that we've studied, all on the 50th day of Shvat, a whole bunch of them, on every day, there's a whole many, many letters. But it's also interesting to see the scope of letters. So here is a scholarly letter, somewhat the Rebbe is writing it to Rav HaGoyen, Rav HaChosid, with the abbreviation Aleph Yaakov, I'm not Avram Yitzchok Sheikh, I'm not sure what the Aleph Yud stands for. Oh yeah, it says Avram Yehuda, not Yitzchok. It says Avram Yehuda du Chubni. Okay, whatever. So the Rebbe is saying Shalom Abracha, and the Rebbe says, I received in timely your two copies of your Sefer, the book that he authored, Birkas Avraham, on the laws of Treifus. That's, we're learning the laws of Treifus now, so in the Rambam, so it's a coincidence, good. And the Rebbe says, I thank you for it, for, but you organized it very, it's very conveniently organized in a beautiful shape. You prepared for those who study a collection of the laws from the earlier ones, from the later one, in the above subject. And I'm sure that this Sefer will bring a benefit to many. And the zuchus, the privilege that so many people are going to benefit, hangs on you, which means you get the credit for that. However, the Rebbe says, I was very surprised that in many, many places you did not quote the words of our Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, who was the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla, the teacher of all the exile, which means he was an accepted codifier and ruler for all of the Jewish people. And it appears, Rebbe said, that you did see the Sefarim, the books of the Tzemach Tzedek, because in some places his words were quoted. And the Rebbe says, I am going to point out in a few of the things that you missed out. And the Rebbe went through the Sefer. I bless you, the Rebbe says, that you should occupy in Torah and heavenly work, which is Shechita, is considered Leches Shemayim. It's the important work of Shechita from a relaxed, good health. And as you requested, I will mention to you on the resting, and your wife, may she live on the Tzion, on the resting place of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is attaching him two scripts for $5, I guess the Rebbe pays. The Rebbe always says, for a book that you send, you have to pay for it. So the Rebbe is giving him. And here the Rebbe goes through the various different things that the Rebbe is admitting. The Rebbe brings down here 5 notes. And not sure if we're going to go through them. And, you know, that's the rest of the letter. So, so here the Rebbe goes. Number one, the Rebbe says, what about if there is a bone in the skull? This is totally lacking in your book. He's not talking at all. And so likewise, all other subject matters that are connected to the skull. And the Rebbe quotes what happens if there is a puncture. And the Rebbe says, look, the various different commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch. Even though you did mention the law of a bone in the heart or in the lungs, and the Rebbe says, look in the Tzemach Tzedek, and over there he also points to the Shalavis Yitzhuvas. This is Be'al, the Rebbe, and then Shalavis Yitzhuvas Yaakov. Then the next thing, the number two, the Rebbe says, is a bua, which is in the lungs, there's a little bubble. The Rebbe also that. All right, anyways, we're going to leave this. These are details. We have to look through all these